And I did mention a little bit earlier that if you are in the sheep or wool industry, then you could be looking at quite a bit of a gift coming your way. And I do have on the line the Associate Director of Agribusiness Research at ANZ, Madeline Swan. Madeline, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What about our wool farmers? They're looking at quite a bit of good news, I understand, referring to it as Christmas.
That's right. Well, after about 18 months of some difficult times in the wool industry, the Eastern Market Indicator has found a fairly decent floor level at about 1,300 cents in recent weeks. But looking forward, we're seeing the Northern Hemisphere winter being planned for by many manufacturers and an increase in demand for woolen fabric and processed wool from China. And that's flowing through to our local auctions and seeing some real increase in demand and prices looking forward.
So when it comes to that increase in demand, is that spread across all markets across Europe and Asia, or is it just focusing, I should say, on some very specific markets?
No, it's across all the European winter. And at the moment, I'd have to say it's still in the planning stage. So Europe is still in the middle of a lot of COVID lockdowns. But a lot of manufacturers are looking forward and they're expecting that when winter hits in Europe, that there'll be the vaccination program will have been run out, the economy will be getting back to normal, people will be out on the streets, and that people will need their woolen jumpers and their woolen coats. So those manufacturers are planning for that looking forward, and that's obviously flowing through to China, who produce our processed wool, and that's flowing through to Australia.
Speaking this morning with Madeline Swan, the Associate Director of Agribusiness Research at ANZ, about a surge in wool prices and positive news on the wool market. And Madeline, going forward into, I suppose, as far as maybe 4 or 5 years down the line, do you expect that there could be a little bit of an uptick and maybe a bit of a replacement, given we've had the economic downturn because of COVID and trying to replace that downturn, as it were?
That's what we're looking at. Looking forward to 2024-25, we're looking at an increase in flock numbers across Australia, which should see a strong increase in our wool clip. And that's also being off-balanced by a strong increase in expected exports. So that's an up-and-up for the wool industry.
So when it comes to the up-and-up, as you say, you can say that would Australian wool farmers be well advised to really stock up on extra sheep supplies and wool supplies at the moment, or do you think that the current level of market in Australia would be suited to what you can see moving forward?
Well, I think it's always beneficial to increase your stock numbers if you can afford to on your farm. But when it comes to actually your bale numbers, we also do have to keep in mind that there are still a lot of bales sitting in Australian wool sheds as producers held them over during the COVID year. So they still have to trickle onto the market, and they may actually have some downward impact on prices, although we're not expecting that to be really significant.
So make sure that if you do have those bales sitting around that you don't go getting too excited is probably the last word, although the great uptick in prices is a very good thing as well. Madeline Swan, the Associate Director of Agribusiness Research at ANZ, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Keith.